It's now or never, your last chance to enjoy a small city, big summer event in historic downtown Whiting. And they're all shook up about this one. Join them for another Whiting Cruise Night on Wednesday, August 19th from 5 to 9 p.m. along 119th Street for an evening full of fun, music, and, of course, classic cars. So classic that this cruise night will feature Elvis's very own lost car, owned by the King of Rock and Roll himself till 1991. Elvis's mysterious custom Cadillac will be on display at the corner of Oliver and 119th to see. It ain't nothing but a good time for the entire family to enjoy. For more information, visit discoverwhiting.com.
Between the shores of the Chicago skyline and the sights of Michigan, there's a small city celebrating a big summer. The city of Whiting invites you to join in on the fun. Our star-studded summer is packed with famous characters, superstar mascots, classic cars, and musical favorites. There is something for everyone. Whiting Lakefront Park is the perfect backdrop for your memories, and 119th Street eateries and shops will add to your family fun all summer. Visit discoverwhiting.com for more details about the small city and big summer that await you in Whiting, Indiana.
It's 2015 Chevy clearance time at Apple Chevy on 159th Street in Tinley Park. Take advantage with reduced prices and 0% APR financing on a large selection of 2015 Chevys. Get started and details at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Find hot deals on everything you need to complete your summer projects this week during Menards Project Day Sale. Brighten any room in your home with exquisite chandeliers by Patriot Lighting. The 9-light Grenadier chandelier comes in an oil-rubbed bronze finish with white linen glass, only $119. The 6-light Juno chandelier illuminates any room with its 5 up lights and 1 down light in a beautiful brushed nickel finish with flat opal glass, only $129.
Save big money at Menards.
We all remember the feelings of summer, the anticipation of the last day of school, the excitement of the high dive. Now experience one more, the thrill of owning the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for a price you'd never imagine. Come into the Mercedes-Benz summer event and get some of the best offers of the year on a full line of Mercedes-Benz vehicles, including the expressive GLA, the efficient C-Class, and the innovative E-Class. Hurry, the feelings of summer might last, but the summer event offers won't.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the season, along with Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with players and coaches, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears and Colts are getting ready to start day two of their joint practice in their final dual workout ahead of Saturday night's preseason game. Alshon Jeffrey did not practice yesterday. He won't practice today or play in Saturday's preseason game either. Quarterback Tracy Porter left yesterday with a hamstring strain. The NFL draft is returning to Chicago in 2016. Mayor Rahm Emanuel joined Mully and Hanley to talk about why he thinks the draft should be in Chicago every year.
Now, the good news is they're coming back. I think they discovered the NFL draft isn't a side business between the seasons. It's actually an entire energized way for fans to stay engaged in the sport. And I think they themselves were surprised, because I know last year when it was first here, I think they were expecting like 100, 125,000. Nobody knew. You know what I mean? You're going on charter water. And all of a sudden 250,000 people showed up. On Saturday alone, it was about 150,000. I sent the helicopter up to take a shot of it so Roger could see the massive crowd.
You can hear more from Mayor Emanuel at MullyandHanley.com. Elsewhere around the league, Pro Bowl safety Cam Chancellor says he won't report to Seattle's training camp without a contract. Chancellor's missed nearly 3 weeks of practice due to his holdout. Panthers receiver Kelvin Benjamin out for the season with a torn ACL. And Giants quarterback Eli Manning is denying reports that he told the team he wants to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. To baseball, Cubs look to get back on track tonight after losing three straight and being swept by the Tigers at home. Jake Arrieta will head to the mound tonight for the North Siders. He's got a 4-1 record with a 1.56 ERA in the second half of the season. He'll face Mike Fultonevich tonight at 7:05. Cubs still three games up on the Giants for that second NL wildcard spot. The Cubs began offering postseason tickets to season ticket holders today. Meanwhile, the White Sox will look to avoid the sweep in Anaheim. Jose Quintana faces off with Nick Tropiano tonight at 8:30. USA Today's Bob Nightingale joined Spiegel and Goff this morning, and he said he can see club president Kenny Williams taking interest in potential GM jobs in both Seattle and Toronto. Elsewhere in the league, the Phillies ship Chase Utley to the Dodgers for a couple of prospects. A Philadelphia newspaper called Utley the most beloved Philly in history. And new Red Sox president Dave Dombrowski says the organization offered GM Ben Cherington the option of staying on at GM, but Cherington declined. And finally, Sports Illustrated says that during contract negotiations in 2010, Derek Jeter asked Yankees GM Brian Cashman who he'd rather have playing shortstops for the Yankees than Jeter, to which Cashman reportedly responded, Troy Tulowitzki, among others. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. And summer has never been hotter at Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's biggest Gold Star clearance event going on now. Save an extra 20% off all clearance. Items are already reduced, but hurry. Kohl's biggest Gold Star clearance event ends soon. Valid in-store only. See your local store for details. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. She had updates all morning long with us, including a bunch of soccer stuff included that I saw some soccer fans enjoying.
Yeah.
They were happy that Julie was giving them knowledge along the way.
Saturday mornings are fun on Fox Sports. That's the only time I know where that channel is at because they've got all the soccer coverage.
219. 219. Thank you to our guest today, Bob Nightingale from USA Today.
I don't have DirecTV.
Rob, oh yeah, that's right. Rob Bradford from WEI in Boston. Yeah, well, I'll just go to 219, wherever you are.
Just anything, 219?
Yeah, sure, it's good.
No doubt.
Ovation. Len Casper from the Cubs broadcast team.
On the own network. I'll be one of two people watching it, including Oprah.
I can't. All I'm watching is Bravo. Why am I doing that? Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune joins us as well. Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski are the best. Thank you, man. Kevin Zipak does his thing and helps us out, and it's always good. And Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com.
Gertz.
And now it's Dan Bernstein and Terry Bors. Not sure if you guys caught Nightingale with us, but you know, Bob knows White Sox things. And Bob,
yeah, he does.
And when he shares White Sox things, among the things he shared, that Jerry Reinsdorf probably would give permission if Toronto or some other team wants to talk to Kenny.
I think we would too.
Yes.
We have blessed that.
We have given it a blessing.
Every Sox fan I have interacted with has blessed that.
Same thing.
Every single wants him. One.
You appreciate what he did while he was here?
No.
Now it's time to move?
No.
You don't appreciate a World Series?
Hit the road, Jack.
So you don't appreciate a World Series, which is...
Well, but I think that since then he's been nothing but annoying.
But that's what I was saying. What he did, and it's time to move on. That was the end of the statement.
10 years ago, I don't even remember where I was 10 years ago.
I also don't think you need to fill that position.
Well, that was the other thing.
That's the other thing. Save some money.
Among other things.
Instead of saving money, let Rick Hahn run the team. I don't care about money.
But if there's extra responsibilities of some kind, there aren't really, though. I mean, it's like,
not really.
Every place has built these kind of complicated power structures. But the truth is, Rick is in deep enough that he could just do the thing. Nightingale thought there would need to bring somebody in as a buffer. He also said that Robin Ventura is back next year, no matter what. He said that Ozzie Guillen will never again be the White Sox manager. I was among the things. It was a lot of stuff.
It's obvious between Jerry Reinsdorf and Kenny Williams, there's that fondness. So what you have to ask yourself is Rick Hahn the kind of executive that can operate under Jerry Reinsdorf the way he wants to? Because there's a reason why Kenny has been here and been here for as long as he has, and also is presumed to have meddled in situations. So now, if you remove Kenny Williams, is Rick Hahn the kind of guy that Jerry Reinsdorf will allow to run his team?
Sure. What can't he handle?
I didn't say if he could handle anything.
I'm just asking. What specifically are you saying when you say he's the kind of executive?
Well, if Rick Hahn wants to burn this thing down and start from the bottom. Jerry Reinsdorf has obviously been opposed to that because he's been cutting checks for how long now. Can he do that?
And Rick would still take, you know, the orders from Jerry, of course.
He cuts the checks.
Part of what I heard in the subtext to your question, Jason, is if Jerry is comfortable enough with Rick to have him be at the very top of the thing.
No, we say that there's no need for that position, but there's obviously Jerry wants someone who thinks like he does as well.
The truth is, by the way,
that guy would have been gone a long time ago.
With where they are right now, I mean, tearing it all down based on the contracts that they have and the fact that you have Chris Sale in his prime and you've got Jose Abreu
can't really do it.
So we're talking about the next window for that if it is in 3 years.
The three-year teardown plan, apparently. It needs to happen.
They've already wasted four prime Chris Sale years.
Yeah.
Wasted.
You're going to end up like Felix Hernandez, where you pitch excellently for all those years and you never really make it to the playoffs.
They keep trying to help him. They keep trying, Seattle, and keep failing, just like the Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Keep failing. I don't think the White Sox. We did discuss the White Sox tear down. You can't do that.
They're not right now.
No. But you can't.
In the first year of bad 3-year deals.
But if Kenny goes, I don't see the need for somebody between Rick and Jerry like we're talking about, but what I do see is an opportunity for Rick to bring in some more people. Go steal some people from the Cardinals. Go steal some people from
other organizations. I asked him about that directly. I said, is that something that now that you're in a position of greater power,